Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're celebrating our 17th anniversary week on the Small Business Advocate Show, our broadcast, and we're doing it with our Brain Trust members who've been with us from the beginning, like our good friend Gerald Salente, who's here right now. Gerald is the author of Trends 2000, which, as I said, is now in 2014, not so much a trends book, but a prophecy book, and he's Trends Tracker. This Trends Journal, I should say, is a quarterly publication that I don't want to do without, and I encourage you not to either. Gerald, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
TrendsJournal.com, TrendsJournal.com, and Jim, we also have a Trends Monthly.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You guys have made some changes over there.
A lot of changes.
Good for you. You know, my own publication is 15 years old this week as well, Gerald. We haven't missed an edition, a weekly edition, in 15 years. And so that's the Small Business Advocate newsletter, folks, which you can subscribe to at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gerald, one of the things we were talking about earlier was some of the global issues. As you know, from a global trade standpoint, once silk and spices were the big commodities, then cotton became a big commodity, and then others became driving commodities that were fungible throughout the global economy. Today, that's oil, isn't it? Talk to us about where you think oil is.
Well, when you look at where the oil prices have gone, I mean, another thing that we do as part of the subscription is we do a weekday show each evening called Trends in the News.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I talk about oil prices, gold prices, and the markets, et cetera, among other things. And oil prices peaked in June at $115 a barrel, Brent crude. As we speak, Brent is now trading at $79 a barrel. This is telling a big story. And the story is, yes, there is more supply out there with all the hydrofracking and other countries producing more oil, but the reality is demand is way off. And you were talking before about, you know, how countries depend upon it, Russia being one of them. 45% of Russia's GDP is energy related. And then you look around the world, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, Venezuela, you know, just keep piling the countries on one after another.
Mexico, Canada.
You got it. Yep. And if these prices, they need, from my talking to people that are really in the business, they need around $100 a barrel, a lot of these countries, to stay, and the producers, you know, the people in the field, the people doing the other kind of work around oil, they need around $100 a barrel, not only for their GDPs to sustain their economies, but also for the ancillary industries that support them. So we're looking, this slowdown in oil prices is it's dramatic. It's real. And it's really the canary in the mine cage of the economy that's screaming out that there is no growth here.
Do you think this is that the price of oil is going to exacerbate a trend towards deflation?
You know, this whole thing about
deflation. Are you worried about deflation?
Not at all. And this to me is, you know, I've been around, you know, as you mentioned, I've been doing this since 1980. I never heard that. You know what their line is with the deflation? It's based on this theory that if people know that there's that prices aren't going up, they're not going to buy things.
Right.
But if they know that prices are going to go up, they're going to run out and go buy more. I mean, who made this up? I mean, if you got dough, you spend it. If you don't, you don't. And when you look at the economy,
well,
you
but there you, there have been examples of both of those things. In the 40s, Europe had deflation and it was horrible. In the 70s, we had rampant inflation, and I remember how people behaved with real estate and other things back in those days, borrowing money and that sort of thing. So I mean, I think there's something to the economic motivations of both of those. But the question, my question is, Do you think that deflation is a concern? Do you think inflation is a concern?
No. My concern is the devaluation of currencies.
Right.
And that's what you in inflation.
Some people are predicting. I've seen other people predicting that the dollar is going to be hurt over the next near period.
Well, again, that's the issue. It's not a supply and demand issue. Is the currency going to be worth anything? And there's going to be a point, but again, when you look, what are the alternative currencies?
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly not the euro. It's certainly not the Chinese yuan. Look, China has done everything that they can to do stupid things. When you look at their debt to GDP ratio, you know, it's off the charts when you're looking at, again, depending on whose numbers you're looking at. You know, they have real problems.
What are the implications? Tell us, in the minute we got left, what are the implications for the rest of us based on the things that you're seeing that we're talking about?
Low standard of living. That's the bottom line. We're all going to make less, and we're going to get paid less. So this is unlike the 70s.
Main Street America is already seeing that.
And it's going to get worse. Look, here's the numbers. I'm not making this up. 35 people have as much money as half the world's population, 3.5 billion.
Hmm. You mean, okay. I'm going to get you to explain that when we come back after these messages. And I'm going to ask Gerald what his forecast is for small businesses when we come back after these messages. TransJournal.com is his website. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.